Hello, everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Edius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Says Kisei Shel Kala Shenitu Chupu Yov. The Kisei of a Kala, someone's where we have today. The Kala at a wedding has a special chair. There's a lot of designs on it. Those designs and other covers we'll see are called the Chupu Yov in the Mishnah. The covers for that chair. To have the chair, it should be, you know, all done up very nicely. And those covers, the decorative parts of it, have been taken off. So you still have the basic chair. Beis Shammai Mitamin. Beis Shammai says that is Mekabel and transfers Tuma. We're going to see, talking here about the Tuma of Zav, or Zava, and any other Tuma that has the idea of Moshav, that's something you sit on, something that a Tamei person would sit on, can give the Tuma of that person, can transfer Tuma to another person. So basically the discussion here in this mission is going to be whether this is considered still the din of a chair, even though it's essentially now, not in its fullest manner. So Mishama says it's still Matame. Vesil Matame. Vesil says, no, now it's Tahor. It's no longer considered a chair. Shammai Omer, Af Malbin Shalkise Tame. Shammai himself says, even the frame of a chair is still Tame. That would be, you know, Kol Shekain, this situation where this is like a full chair without the coverings. Now we have another case. Kise Shekava O Ba'areva. A chair that was set as an Areva. We're going to see this means. The basic idea would be that a person brought a chair, and then he brought it, he set it up a way to sit on it as an areva. Areva means a trough, usually. Yeah? But essentially, a person took a chair, and he's using it to sit on, but he put it inside, he put it inside this areva where you knead dough and that's why he's using his chair. He's using the chair that he used to sit on for an array of purposes. So what's the story? Is it still a chair or not? Shammai Matam, Shammai says still Tameh. Vesil Matam, again, Mehillah, Vesil says Tahar. Shammai Omer, Afa Asribo. Shammai says, even what is made in it. So let's see what that means. And the Rav, see if the Rav will shed some light on this. So the first case, Shenitlu Chupuya, we have this chair of a kala that the coverings will take. So the Rav here is going to bring two explanations. Rabosai, my Rabbanim, Pirshu, they explained, Miloshen Chapi Potachas. Miloshen that's used in Sechah Shabbos, what's that mean? Shehema Shinaim Haboltim Min Hamiftachos. Over there it means like teeth that stick out of napkins or coverings, wrappings. Shnohagim Lassos Be'eretz Yishmol that they make in Arab lands and Eretz Yishmol. Afkan regilim lasos v'kisei shalkala. So too over here, what would it mean over here? For the kisei of the kala, they would make kemin shinaim, like teeth that would stick out, boltim, sticking out, kadesh yisimcholim, so that people could lean on them. So it wasn't the part that she actually sat on, but it was a part that kind of stuck out the sides and people could lean on the chair as well. That's one explanation. The Rambam Pirush, Rambam says no, chipuyav pituchin v'tziyurin. These are like designs or decorations, she'osim me'etzim, I wanted to make out of wood and stone. Then they stick them on top of the kisei kala. So certainly not part of the chair itself, but it's stuck on decorations on the outside. Mishamai mitamim. Mishamai says still tamei. Da'kati chazil yeshiva. Even without these decorations, it's still a chair. Okay, so it's still fitting to be sat on. It's no longer fitting for what its intended purpose was for the sitting of a kala specifically. She wouldn't sit in this thing. It's not regal enough. It's not decorated properly. Therefore, it's like it's broken. Any broken kli, we know, is not mekabel tuma. And then further, the Shammai himself said the third sheet, af malbein hakisei tamei. Klamar, af malbein hakisei b'fnei atzmo. Even the frame of a kisei, of a chair by itself, below a kisei, without the actual chair, below chipuav, and for sure without these decorations, tamei is tamei too. Kol shekein shakisei below chipuav, tamei. All the more to this chair, again, without its decorations. Malbein, it means tsuras levena. Means the shape of a brick, literally, murbas, that is squared. Osin ala kisei v'yoshvin olav. That's how you make a chair on top of that, and you sit on it. And any chair breaks down to, you know, a basic frame. So that's the first case, and we have that for your machlokas. Now the next case, kisei shekavu ba'arevus. So the Rav says like this, hevi kisei v'mokam acher, a person brought a chair from somewhere, v'kavu ba'arevus, you put it inside a trough, or, you know, a place that you need dough, there chishivoso. As a way to sit on it. V'areva einam atame midras. The areva itself does not have this din of tame midras. That's tuma that is given over by the pressure on an item. The chazia l'lisha v'lo yesheva. Because the areva itself, I keep saying trough is usually what it means. I'm not sure if you make dough in a trough, so maybe there's a better word. The place you make dough, that thing is for kneading, for l'lisha. It's not to sit. So you have this areva that's not made for sitting, and I have a chair that's in it. Yeah. Shammai says, basically, by putting the chair inside this trough or whatever it is, you didn't mavatl, it didn't nullify the status of the chair. However, the chair is still considered a sitting item and has the same status of a moshav or something that you sit on and can transfer tumah, like we spoke about. Yisil says, tahar, mimidras, tell me from this tumah that's transferred through pressure, through sitting, lying down, etc. The batel kisa the gavareva, the chair is considered batel to the areva. Aval kisa asu v'gufa areva atzma. But another case, if you make the chair out of an areva, turn it into a chair. So everyone would agree there that that is tahor. Yeah, you make a chair into the areva, so it's batel to the areva. It seems to be everybody would agree. Shammai Omer, Shammai himself says afa asu v'oraz. I mean af kisa asu v'areva atzma tamid mir. So that on that very case we just spoke about, and the Rav spoke about. Even if you'd have a chair made in the Areva, Shammai says it's Tameh there. Also, it's not Tameh. So that would be a Mekfim Shita on the other side. Okay, so that's Tumah Achodes in your have here, about Tumah and Tara. Now, the next Mishnah is very interesting. It says like this. Mishnah Yud Beis. Elu Devarim Shechov Zerbeis Hillel Lohoros Kidivrei Beis Shammai. The following are things that Beis Hillel actually retracted his opinion and thereby afterwards taught like the words of Beis Shammai. We're going to bring two cases here in this Mishnah. First case, Ha'isha Shabab Medina Sayam. A woman came from overseas, from some foreign country, and she said, Meisfali, my husband has died. Tinal say, based on that testimony alone, she can get married to a new husband. Meisfali, or my husband died, Tisale, or she could do Yibum. You know, she could marry that dead husband's brother. Vesil, Omer Vesil says, Lo Shemano al Baba Mina Katsir Baba. We only heard that this halacha applies in the case of someone coming from the threshing, the reaping, field being reaped. We'll sleep out in the Rav here. There was such a case like that. And Beis Hillel says it's limited to that scenario exactly. Shammai said to them, whether it's a person, a woman who comes from the harvest, or comes from olive trees, or coming from a foreign country, they should all apply the same way. If you believe a woman to say that her husband has died, then you should believe her no matter where she came from. When the Katsir case, we'll see again, that was the case that originally happened. And that case had to do with the Katsir, with the reaping. That was just what happened. That is happened to be the circumstance there, but it should apply all over, according to Beis Shammai. And upon that argument, Chazir Beis Hillel, the Horus Kedirei Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel actually retracted their opinion and then agreed to Beis Shammai and taught like them. Beis Shammai, or Meshammai says, Tinase v'sito kisubasa. Shammai says, this woman, again, who's saying that her husband died, she can get married, and she gets paid her kisuba from the property of her former husband, as would be the halacha of a woman who is widowed. Beis Hillel says, Tinase v'lo tito kisubasa. She can get married, and you see Beis Hillel agreed to that fact, right, or whatever case they initially said that also, but she doesn't take her kisuba, she doesn't collect the kisuba. Amalim Meshammai, Meshammai said to Beis Hillel, Hitartem es ha'erva achamura, you've allowed the erva chamura, the very strict, very serious idea that a woman who is married is usher, is her erva, illicit relations with any other man, you've gotten rid of that, you've agreed that she's not married for that purpose. Lo tatiras amamona kala, shouldn't you also permit the relatively lenient money? Amar lehem beisil, beisil said back, no, matzina shena achinich nasim lanachala, we find a different halacha, that when it comes to money, we don't believe this woman about her husband dying, because we find that the brothers of the dead person that she is saying has died don't go into his inheritance, Altia, based on her testimony. When it comes to money, in that situation, apparently it's agreed upon, we don't believe her testimony about this fact that her husband died. Amalhem Beisham said, Havahalo misefe ksubasa nilma. But still, he says, from the way her ksuba is written, we can clearly learn that she should indeed get her ksuba, despite the fact that the halacha is true about her, about the brothers of the dead man not getting inheritance from his property. Still, the wife, the widowed wife over here, should indeed get her ksuba. Why? He writes to her in the ksuba, Shim tinasi la'acher, tifli ma shekasev lich, that if you'll get married to another purpose, to another person, I should say, if you get married to another one, and this means he's writing ksuba after he would die, tifli ma shekasev lich, you should take what is written for you here. Kazer Beis Hillel Lohoros Kedivrei Beishamai. So again, Beis Hillel went back in their position and taught like Beishamai. So let's hear what the Rav has to say. Interesting, not as much as the previous Mishnah. The Rav says that, again, Beis Hillel said that the case should only be Ela Babami Nekatzir, a woman who came from the Katzir. But Maisa Shehaya, what actually happened, the story was when this halacha came about, Shehochone Adam Liksor, people wanted to go harvest some crops, chitin, wheat, Anoshko Nachash. Yeah, le'echa mehem v'meis. A snake bit one of them while they were out there, and he died. Uba v'hodiyah, the beistin, v'shachu umatzu kidvareha. she came and she notified Basin, and they sent out people to look into it, and they found out that she was accurate. And so Basilis Holding, they only allowed that exact prototype of the case, Sheyadavar Karov, that has to be something nearby. The difference between Dina Sayam is a faraway country. She can't be believed by something we can't check out, something far away, not nearby. So then again, Beis Shammai argued it shouldn't matter, and for whatever reason, Beis Hillel came around to that argument and agreed. Okay? Now, the next case was, Beis Shammai said to them that they only spoke El Behove. Just with the, however the story was. Wadin the Shammai Kolos, which would be the same thing to other places where she would come from. Okay? Then we have the second case, where Beis Hillel hold, despite the ability to get married, she should not collect a ksuba. Beis Shammai said, why wouldn't you allow the monetary halacha of this if you allow the much more severe erva part of it? Yeah, and on that, Beis Hillel said back, we find a different halacha monetary-wise that does not become allowed based on her testimony about her husband dying. Sheina achim nechasim, that the brothers do not go in, lenachlas bailo, to the inheritance of her husband, their brother. Derechmana omar al pishne edim, because the Torah says when it comes to monetary matters, you always need two edim, two witnesses. You don't have that over here. Only by her ability to get remarried where the Chachamim Mekel, the Chachamim lenient for to prevent her becoming an aguna, a woman who would be trapped, Chas v'Shalom, and unable to get married. For that, they believed her, but not for anything related to money. So Beis Shammai said back, still, she gets her ksuba because look in Misefer ksuba, so look in her ksuba itself. Menusach shehitkinu lichtov b'shtar ksuba. The nusach that was made, that the rabbis made to write in any given ksuba, what does it say? It says, kishetinasila acher, when you will marry another person, barihini says, look, she's getting married. Yeah, vim kain titol ksuba, so thereby it says meforesh, if she gets remarried, she takes her ksuba. In the case of her being widowed. So again, Beis Hillel went around to teach like Beis Shammai. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.